This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A Dorchester man is being held without bail, charged with the shooting and killing of two men in Jamaica Plain earlier this month. 28-year-old Wilvin Giddy was arraigned in Roxbury today. He's accused of killing Claiborne Blair and Christopher Joyce. Here's Prosecutor John Verner at Giddy's arraignment today.
He walks over to Center Street, walks into the courtyard of 277 Center Street, and starts firing. It appeared he was just firing at the people in the courtyard and not towards any particular target.
Well, WBUR's Simone Rios was at Roxbury Municipal Court today, and he joins us now. Hi there, Simone.
Hey, Meghna.
So, first of all, Simone, right after this really jarring shooting in JP earlier this month, BPD Commissioner William Evans went out of his way to say that Blair and Joyce were two innocent victims of a gang-related shooting. Now, did prosecutors talk about that today?
You know, these arraignments are very bare bones. We didn't hear anything really beyond some of the basic details in the case. Police are treating it, or I should say prosecutors are treating it as a gang-related shooting. It is something that they indicated in the court filings. In terms of, you know, some of the other details that we weren't familiar with, they spoke about making a case through surveillance footage from more than 10 cameras. So apparently Giddy was driving around in a rented Ford Focus the night of May 4th with two other people. They stopped outside the Mildred C. Haley apartment complex in Jamaica Plain, and Giddy got out, walked up to the housing development, and started firing indiscriminately at a group of 15 people. Family members say Joyce was visiting his grandfather, who lived in the development, and it appears that he and Blair were at the same event. Just spending time outside, enjoying some of the nice weather this year.
Yeah,
I should say that Giddy is charged with two counts of murder and carrying a firearm without a license.
Okay, so one unusual aspect though about today's arraignment, and that is that Giddy was in court but not visible to anyone in the court. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so the hearing started, and Giddy's defense attorney William White asked the judge in so many words if Giddy could listen in from behind a door. The judge agreed, so Wilvin Giddy never actually entered the courtroom. He sat behind a door that was cracked open. There was a security guard standing there, and his lawyer would go back and forth and sort of talk to him past the guard. After the session, I spoke to his attorney, and he said that the reason was that he didn't want his client's image going public just yet, because so far no eyewitnesses have come forward, and he doesn't want this to create any bias in anybody's minds.
If we were to have his photograph plastered all over newspapers, the internet, on TV, some of those people might identify him not because they recalled, but because of what they had seen. So the idea is to have a non-suggestive identification environment so that nobody's memory is tainted by what they have seen in the media.
Interesting. So that is Giddy's defense attorney, William White, who you spoke with, Simone. But in terms of the suspect being behind a door, I mean, have you ever seen anything like that before?
I personally have not. You know, Meghna, I haven't spent a lot of time in the courts, but usually the suspect comes out and doesn't say anything, but is sitting there. I spoke to a friend of mine who works in the courts, and he said he really doesn't like when this kind of thing happens, but that it creates a situation where the family and the public don't get to see the person charged with the crime. But,
yeah,
you know, the judge gave it the okay, and the Commonwealth didn't object.
Well, speaking of the family, Christopher Joyce, one of the victims, Christopher Joyce's family was in court today. Well, how did they react?
So let me say, there were like 20 people on one side of the courtroom, I think mostly family members, and it just drove home, again, the point of how tragic this case is. Christopher Joyce was about to graduate from college. I learned today that he wanted to pursue a master's degree in accounting after that. Several of the people there had T-shirts with Joyce's face. One of them was carrying a picture of Chris in graduation robes with an African stole. The family members I spoke to said Joyce's mom and dad actually planned to walk for him at his graduation ceremony coming up at Salem State. But, you know, back to your question, part of the reason they came to court was because they wanted to see Wilvin Giddy. Here's Chris Joyce's grandmother, Fanny Armstrong, talking about that.
we should be able to see who killed our grandson, our loved one. You know, that's not right. You know, the lawyer said he can't be seen. He needs to be seen. He was bold enough to pull that trigger. He should be able to be seen.
Yeah, and Joyce's grandmother adds that she hopes Giddy spends the rest of his life in prison. She even lamented the fact that we don't have the death penalty in Massachusetts.
Wow. Well, so today was Giddy's arraignment. What's next for the case?
So Giddy's expected back in court later this month on a separate matter, and he's set to appear in court next on this case on June 13th.
Well, that's WBUR reporter Simone Rios joining us today from Dorchester and bringing us up to speed on today's arraignment regarding the double homicide in Jamaica Plain from earlier this month. Simone, thank you very much.
Thank you, Magna.